Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, God, the Supreme Being, the one true living God, we trust. We live, we breathe, we move forward on into the future, and we are free. My name is Sinetra Menkarez, and I will be hosting this morning's episode of Amenarez Broadcasting. This morning, we are going to be discussing why Amen God, The Supreme Being is the source and only true force that will be with a select chosen few. One of the reasons why I wanted to do a broadcast on this particular subject is in the fall, in the fall movie season, they are going to be resurrecting the movies Star Wars. One moment, one quick break here. Okay, so thank you for that quick pause there. Like I said, in the fall, they are going to be resurrecting the movie, or the they're going to be adding a seventh movie to the six-episode set of Star Wars. And, of course, we want to be up on, you know, what's happening in the current events. And why exactly are they being motivated, or what is the real reasoning behind resurrecting the Star Wars series? Now, one of the things that is important for us to know is, you know, there is a purpose for why it is that the beast does everything that he does. Now, they would have you to believe, like it says in the book of Revelation, you know, that the source of everything, the money, the laws, the power, the technology, the source is the creator, because it is from the source that we get the intelligence to be able to think the thought and do something about bringing these particular things in existence. The source of everything in this world that we see all around us is Amen. And a vessel is he who houses the force that has been given the ability to create or harness the power. The definition of the word God simply means one possessing power and force. It does not mean that you are the creator of the force and power that you have come to harness, but that you simply possess that. However, in this world that we are living in, he who has the technology, the Apples of the world, the Samsungs, you know, the, what are some of the few, the Intels, the Silicon Valley, you know, wherever it is that technology is coming from. These people are literally looked upon as a god besides the source. Those judges, the police, sheriffs, military worldwide, anyone who is setting the laws, these people are looked upon as God. They are looked upon as a God beside the Supreme Being, the Creator, when in truth, they have been only given the authority to enforce law, because we cannot move about without natural law and order. That is the way of the universe. The same thing as it relates to the money, the currency, regardless of, you know, what it's called worldwide, irregardless of if it's coming out of the Pentagon or if BRIC, Brazil, Russia, India, or China have control of the money. They are still not the source of the money. And as we very well know, most money at this time is not backed by anything. It is really, truly only worth something unless it is backed by something that is of value in the form of gold and silver. You know, these are some of the things that we should know. People take out tremendous amounts of money in the form of loans. And little do they know, because they have not been educated on such, that it is money that doesn't even exist. And you spend a lifetime paying on the interest of money, you know, that you have taken a loan out on. And that's where the farce is as it relates to, you know, getting, you know, something or giving something for nothing. But I'm not going to go off deeply into that. Because I'm educated on it doesn't mean that I'm qualified. You know, you may have to go to the professionals on that. You know, where I got my information from was the brothers over at High Frequency Radio. Shout out to Big Brother Yusufel over there. Now, as it relates to the power around the world, the military forces, they still are not to be reckoned with like the true source. And I'm going to tell you why. It is said in the book of Revelation, chapter 13, verse 15, that, and he deceives those who dwell on the earth because of the signs which it was given him to perform in the presence of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who had the wound of the sword and had come to life. Now, even though I know those who are given to the stories of Jesus, we have to deal with those vessels, which I just spoke of, who are, you know, who have manifested themselves in physical image. But one of the greatest lies ever told relates to that lie that they told you when they had put that Bible in your hand, and in that same book, in the book of Revelation, they told you the truth. But because most people do not read, they don't care to read. Like they said, if you want to hide anything from a black man, you know, you put it in the book. And this has been one of the downfalls of the original descendants. The descendants of the original people haven't been given to reading and finding out and educating themselves. Now, it says here that the beast told those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who had a wound of the sword and who had come to life. That's the resurrection story of your Jesus Christ right there. It's written in the book. I'm not making it up. I'm just doing as I am being moved to do by the Supreme Being, the Most High, which is to shine the light. Shine the light on the truth so that the minds of the people may be free. And all of the minds of the people are not going to be free. They are not going to wake up, and they are not going to accept the truth because they have been in a state of being, in a state of mental darkness for a long time now. here physically in the hills and wilderness of North America for over a period of 400 years. And like it says in the Supreme Being, as it is taught by the teachings of the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad out of the Supreme Wisdom books, that the people, black people in particular, they love this beast. They love the devil, although he gives them nothing. He gives them nothing but a very, very hard way to go. You know, and this is the truth. Why is it that it is only a chosen few who will come to know who the one true living God, the source and the power of all things, is? The reason being is that there will be many, many among men, women, and children. Many will be called. Many will, all will be given an opportunity to accept the truth of who it is that the one true living God is. The source, the creator, the originator of the heavens and the earth. And not only that, this is not a worshipful, you know, master, you know, type of because when we as the original people, because I know I am a ascendant of the original people. When the original people were seated here on this planet, as it says in the book also, it says plainly and simply in the Bible, that we are all God's, children of the Most High God. And because of that, we also have the ability to manifest the same power and force. We have the ability to manifest the power and the force as a living, breathing vessel that is directly corrected to the Supreme Being, the Most High. This particular message is not a message that is for everyone. It is only for those who have decided to move forward on into the future and connect and reconnect with the Creator, with the Source, who has given the power and creation and the name to everything that we see here that is in existence on this earth and throughout the universe. When they make the movies like Star Wars, they diminish the truth. They make it into a fantasy type of existence. Change it to where you really can't even recognize. You can't identify that who they're talking about is the source of all things. And we get angry about it. We get angry when someone comes to us and says, you know, those movies are, you know, lies, you know, mixed with truth. You know, those movies are truth mixed with falsehood, so that the original people who are the direct They are the direct, they have, we have our direct connection to the Supreme Being because we are of the God family of Amun. Amun really is the universal father of those original people who no one else on this earth looks like. No one has the common coded color of our DNA. No one has the same hair that we have that raises upward and stands straight on the top of our head and that can receive the messages that are streaming in on the airways through the thought of opening up our mind. That's the reasons for all the distractions that we have here so that our minds can be so totally filled up with everything outside of what it is that is the truth. So when the truth comes, only the chosen few hear and accept the truth. The truth cannot be denied. The truth, there is no debate necessarily about the truth because as it relates to the origin of Amun, if you have any experience with religion coming up, you have to bear witness that all religions, I don't care, like I say it over and over again, whether it be a major religion or a minor religion, they may open up in the name of Jesus Christ. They may open up their prayers in the name of Allah. They may open up their prayers in the name of Yahweh, Yahweh Shai, or whatever it is that the Israelites call their God. But each and every one of these prayers, and all throughout all of the books, they close the prayers in the name of Amen. They simply have, you know, done the same thing with that word, you know, where they have tried to alter it. But all religions, major and minor, close their prayers out in the name of Amun. And Amun is simply the name of the original people who came here as the rulers, as the kings, the queens, the overseers, the masters, are documented as such. And we do not have any documentation whatsoever of any people outside of the original people who have the same description. If you go back, and, you know, it's going to be more and more, you know, if, you know, you all come to the mountain, then the mountain will just have to bring it to you where you are. And deal with the truth coming out of the books, coming out of the books that people claim to worship, but they haven't really taken the time out to read these books and educate themselves. So when they say that the description, and that was something that myself and my God, Brother Jay, who pointed out, you know, when they said that he had hair like lamb's wool, and he had eyes like a blazing fire, and he had feet that were burnt like burnished, like a bronze burnished, which was the description of no other people. It was not the description of humankind. It was not the description of the human beings because the other races of the earth have straight hair. The other races of the earth have, you know, a dark color to a recessive skin color. There is no other people that fits the description of the original people and the children who are in the image of the Father who is the source, who is the supreme being, the creator of everything that we see on heaven, in the heavens and on the earth. So with that, I'm going to thank you all for taking a moment out to call in to listen to Amun Arae's broadcasting. It has been a absolute divine pleasure, and it's for me on my journey to Amen, because there is no future for the original descendants who do not wake up to the truth and come into the clear, the pure light, the clear logic of whom the originator of the heavens and the earth is, who this supreme being is. He is the only one true living God today. People are at a crossroads when they come to hear the message as it relates to telling them the truth that has been hidden. And they also apply that terminology to the name of Amen. However, Amen is no longer hidden. We are living in that day and time where the Supreme Being is revealing himself. People are saying that we are coming out of the age of Pisces and in the age of I know, but they really in truth don't know anything at all. Because if you don't know who the source is, then you are taking upon some other to worship in place of the Supreme Being. When you are a original being that is directly connected to that source, which puts you in the God family, and we are not in submission to anything. We are God's children of the Most High God, and we receive our transmission, and we reveal the high intelligence, which is the pure light and the truth. So with that, as I open, so do I remain in the name, power of Amen God, the Supreme Being, the one true living God. We, the Amen God family of beings, we trust, we live, we breathe, we move forward on into the future, and we are free. Peace to the gods and goddesses.
Beautiful. look, there was no name, cause only Master teach tonight.
Trust me, it's only a test.
That home, print it once, full next.